leaders from state government and the business community are continuing to explore ways to safely reopen Hawaii's economy. There are public health risks to relaxing social distancing measures too soon, but according to Dr. Mark Mugiishi, president of the Hawaii health insurer HMSA, there are also health risks if we wait too long.
The number one determinant all of us know of poor health outcomes is economic inadequacy. So Hawaii does need to react quickly to restore its economy, or the ramifications to public health will be large and long-lasting.
At a briefing for state lawmakers yesterday, Mugiishi said there are four pillars to the recovery plan put together by Hawaii's largest health insurer.
Screening, testing, tracking, and quarantine.
Effective COVID-19 testing in particular has been held up by officials around the world as critical. South Korea has largely been able to avoid shuttering its economy to control the virus. Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said testing was central to that success. Tim Brown, an infectious disease specialist at the East-West Center, affirmed the importance of testing.
Where it's critically important from a public health perspective is really in terms of giving us the entry point for contact tracing, because the longer we let it spread, the longer we're basically going to see more cases.
Contact tracing is when health officials track down people who have come into contact with an infected person and direct them to get tested or self-isolate. Brown recently co-wrote a plan for restarting Hawaii's economy with testing and tracing at the heart. But one key state official isn't sure that focusing on testing is the best approach.
I think there's an undue focus on this whole testing issue. Testing doesn't change anything that we do.
Bruce Anderson is the director of the state health department. He says decisions made about quarantining are made before test results come in, and that tests are not a silver bullet.
It's a tool, but it's not going to be the solution to controlling the disease here. That's going to come back to contact tracing, surveillance using antibody tests and other means, and just continual vigilance on the social distancing issues.
So far, Hawaii has conducted more than 19,000 COVID-19 tests. The head of the World Health Organization recommended that policymakers pursue testing, tracing, quarantines, and social distancing. In March, he gave some direct advice to national leaders. Test, test, test. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.